Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome to Behind the Shield. On today's show, of course, we're going to check in with hosts of the Silver and Black show, Greg Papa and Jim Plunkett. And after we check in with them, I've got to tell you something about our upcoming game against the Saints this Sunday.
All right, Jeanette, thank you. With Darren McFadden down to injury last week and his backup, Mike Goodson, it is the great utility man, Marcel Reese, the most athletic fullback in pro football, Jim, who lined up at tailback, and he did a nice job, and he's going to talk about it this week on the Silver and Black Show.
Yeah, he's a very versatile player. He does it all, at wide receiver, running back, fullback, slot back, you name it. He can do it. He touched the ball 20 times, 13 by run, 7 by pass, and he made it all work for him.
Just amazing performance for Marcel, so we'll talk to him this week. Of course, the Raiders need to rebound after giving up 55 points last week in Baltimore, Jim. We're going to talk to Raider head coach Dennis Allen about the challenge this week. One of the best offenses in pro football the last 5 years since Drew Brees arrived in New Orleans. And Dennis Allen knows this team. He was on this staff when they won the Super Bowl in 2009 against the Colts. So we'll talk about how to slow down the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, hopefully he's got an answer. It'll be a tough one. It'll be a tough challenge. But, you know, things can be done. I think they overcompensated because they gave up so many yards on the ground against Tampa. They stopped the run pretty effectively against Baltimore, but they couldn't stop the pass. So hopefully they'll find a good mix in there to be able to stop both of those.
And on the other side of the ball, you got Carson Palmer against a porous New Orleans defense that has given up a lot of big plays, Jim. So this is going to be one of your favorite games of the year, I think. Drew Brees, number one in the NFL in passing yards, but Carson Palmer, number one in the AFC.
Sure, put the ball in the air. That's what I like. But also, you know, I know from experience, you got to be able to run the ball effectively. And so far, the Raiders haven't done that as consistently and as often as they like, and hopefully this will be one of the games where they can really mix it up, get a good running game going, get that play action into it, and put the ball down the field.
Should be a fun one. Two desperate teams. New Orleans, after an 0-4 start, or 4-5 trying to get to 500. The Raiders were nearly there a couple of weeks ago, and they're trying to stop this little mini two-game losing streak. So we'll get you set for Drew Brees and the Saints coming up on the Sunday this week on the Silver and Black Show, Jeanette.
Thanks, Jim and Greg. Raider fans, I told you that there's something I need to let you know about our upcoming game against the Saints this Sunday, and that's to look out for the Salute to Service stickers that will be on the back of every Raider player helmet. In addition to that, there will also be separate branches on their helmets as well, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, or the Marines. Look out for those on the back of the helmets. In addition to the stickers that you'll see on the back of every Raider helmet, there's also a way that you can participate by being a part of the Million Fans Salute. Go to millionfansalute.com and place your votes for the Raiders. If the Raiders are one of the top three teams with the most votes, a donation will be made to the military under our name. So please place your votes, be a part of the Million Fans Salute. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. I'm Jeanette Thompson. We'll see you Sunday.